two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
What's up, Red? You good? Good to see you, pal.
What's up?
What a good time.
Hi, kid.
That's great. What's up, pal? Can't wait for this.
How's my little boy?
Oh, man, that's great, man.
How's my little boy?
Can't wait for this, man.
Hi, Rudy.
It's like a fucking reunion,
man. Look at
man.
Your hair. Wow.
It's a real reunion, man.
Rudy.
I know, she thinks she's fucking Selena.
What is this?
You think you're Selena? Welcome back, Tito Bobby. You wrote this?
Oh, look at
who
this.
Who spent time on this?
I did.
This is a fucking 10-second fucking job here.
Mm-hmm.
She just did this. Yeah. Did
My
you just do it?
My boyfriend's back, and I'm going to get
fucking
in trouble.
Rude.
Hey, now.
I'll be honest
hey
with you.
Hey, now. My Bobo's back.
It's weird to be
yeah.
back. It's weird to be back.
And I missed him so much. Dun, dun, dun. And
hey.
I missed his Asian
okay.
touch. Bum, bum, bum.
Okay.
What's up, you guys?
What's up, man? So how was the fat one? Was he good? Or the numbers were good.
Yeah. Yeah. We were slacking on our pimp. People
but
missed us.
But it's so nice that the fat one, you know what I mean, filled in.
I'm glad that you're back.
It's good to be here.
How do you feel?
You know what? I should not call him that.
You already did.
I know what I already did. And let's erase that part.
Okay.
But here's the deal, okay?
Yeah.
That I'm not used to being back. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to do some editing and... You know, I'm going to have to put it through a filter in my brain.
Like self-censorship?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. You know what I mean? Let's start from the top. How was Eric? Was he good? How was Eric? Was he good?
Eric who?
Griffin.
He did this show?
Yeah, I thought he. I was looking at the socials.
Not that I remember.
Oh.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, yeah.
We had some good fill-in guests. And wait a minute.
Mm.
Rudy Jules, what's up with your hair? What's up with your hair, girl?
You know what I'm proud of about her with her hair?
Yeah.
She was just basically like yesterday, like, I'm going to go get my hat done. And I'm like, oh, do you need? And she goes, I got it. So she's self-efficient.
Wow.
She makes appointments on her own.
She's independent.
She tells her, I want to do the Billie Eilish, the streaks, you know what I mean?
Oh, you want to be Billie
Eilish.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. She does her nails. I want to do the Billie Eilish.
I'm not doing anything with
See,
my nails.
Your tone. That's what she's been doing since I've been back. It's her raising of her voice, and I frustrate her, I think.
By the way, did you write that? Welcome back, Tito Bobby. You wrote that? Give me that. Let me see that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
That's insane. Yeah, analyze
I mean,
it. Analyze it.
This is. Do you want to talk about minimal effort? Oh, my
not, not
God.
Nothing.
What?
Dude, I sign autographs better than...
100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to college?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
have
yeah.
terrible handwriting.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back. Oh, my God. You spelled welcome wrong. Look at her face. No,
yeah,
I'm kidding. No, it looks good.
Yeah.
I like your hair. I like this. This is called ombre, right?
Yeah.
I'm learning.
And I got a shag.
What's a shag?
Like Tito Bobby's.
You mean like a mullet?
No, you didn't see what I got going.
What?
What? You don't see what I got
Let
going.
Let me see,
right?
Bo. Oh, bro.
Bro. Am I from Blade Runner or what, bro?
Dog.
I'm from the future, right?
Undercut, bro.
Yeah.
Skate or die. Are you a poser?
No, I'm like a cyborg... You know what? I'm like a cyborg. What are those, like, repo men?
Can I say something to you and don't take this the wrong way?
What?
That thins you out.
I know. That's what she said yesterday.
You look thinner with that.
That's what everyone said yesterday.
Well, you should shave the other side and see how thin you get.
There you go, bud. What do you think?
You look good.
Thanks, man.
Hungary treated you well, huh? Let's talk about Hungary. I can't believe you got into a fist fight with Cate Blanchett. That's crazy.
I didn't get a fucking fist fight with
Cate Blanchett. Bobby called me and she.
I didn't get a fist fight with her.
She came to his room.
Don't
and
say
she,
stuff
and
like that.
She came up to his room and she was like, it's me, it's Cate Blanchett. And Bobby said, oh, what's up? And then he opens the door and she goes, they delivered my chicken strips to your room. And Bobby had already eaten all the chicken strips. And she's like, you fat fuck. And they got into a fist fight and you punched
can
Cate
I,
Blanchett.
Can I tell you? My relationship with Cate Blanchett?
Yeah, what is it?
Okay. I'll just give you an example. So
please.
The second to the last day I was there,
yeah,
I went to the restaurant that was in the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and Cate was there with Gina Gershon. They were having breakfast, right?
Okay.
And they both look at me, and they go, what's up, Bobby? And I walked by so fast and with my phone. And I wasn't talking to anybody.
Why did you do that?
Because I get so nervous.
Around Cate?
Around them, right?
Yeah.
I go, hey, it's good morning, right? And I'm a real just this weird
scat,
guy.
Scat the morning,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Scat the morning, right? And I just like run past.
Yeah.
And then I'll eventually come back, because then I'll sit there and I'll go, we should have done that, man. They now think that you're a fucking meth addict. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
So then I'll, sorry, guys, I just woke up, needed to get my coffee. You know what I mean? That type. I'm like a weird guy, dude.
Well, but you told me you also interacted with them. You went out to dinner.
In the beginning, I'm like, I literally, when I was flying, I'll just tell people what I'm in.
Yeah,
people don't know.
Yeah, you can say
so
it.
So I can say it now.
Well, okay? Were you not allowed to at some point?
No, but I never really talked about it.
Yeah, but you made it seem like you were not supposed to talk about it.
No, I could. I just didn't want to talk about it because I didn't know what it was and I don't know how it was going to go.
All right, so tell everybody what you're doing.
All right, so I...
Do I have stuff in my teeth?
No.
Great.
No.
I should spit out this gum.
So there's this video game called...
Rudy, how have you been? I really want to know.
I'm good.
I feel like your energy is so good today.
You know.
Also, your energy
Grazie.
Is good.
Okay. So,
Shout out to my boy Pete downstairs.
Pete.
Big Pete.
Big Pete.
Big
I'm not,
Pete.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Shut up. Go ahead.
All right. Are you going to do that one of those comedy bits again?
It's a comedy show.
I know, but
there's
it's
a pretty
like,
good chance I'm going to do it again.
All right. But now I'm going to be apprehensive, but I'll try.
Yeah.
And then do your bit again.
Here's what we always do.
Yeah.
You know I'm going to do the bit again.
I know, but now it's like I'm anticipating the bit.
Yeah.
So I don't want to really fully get into the fucking
thing.
Don't
anticipate it.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So there's a video game called What's Up, Andreas?
No.
See, I did it before.
You did it for you.
I did it before you. I'm going to do it before you.
You did it for you.
Yeah.
Stop bumping the table. You're going to knock my head down.
And so there's a video game called Borderlands, and they made a movie about it. And where'd you get your shirt?
No.
I can't see it. Dude, where'd you get your shirt? I really like that shirt.
No.
Where'd you get it?
She's worn that 1,000 times on the show. I wasn't going to do it.
Because I'm going to do it before you.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, like you and I, we audition for things and we never get things.
I don't audition for anything.
We can talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there was a time.
Bobby called me, by the way. He booked another thing. Bobby's going away to do another job. So he just did a job, sold a show to ABC, did a bunch of Magnum PIs, just did a huge movie, just booked another job. You were a job machine. You know who's calling my phone? Nobody.
Can I just get into my life?
Yeah.
And what's going on with me?
Yeah.
And then we'll go into your sad life afterwards.
Dude, I'm on a show. It's
great. Davey's great.
It's cruising.
It's a great one.
You've never seen the show.
I love Davey, though.
You've never seen it once.
Yeah. What's his name? The Weez? What's his name? Davey. He has a nickname.
Weasel.
Yeah, the Weez.
Yeah, Pauly Shore.
I don't know. But he's great, though.
What's
he's very
up,
funny.
Davey?
Yeah, he's a funny guy. So then I auditioned and I sent in the tape and then I got it. And you helped.
I did.
Yeah, you helped a little bit.
I helped facilitate it.
One of the producers who's very kind, and I became friends with her as well.
I was going to say, you guys got along.
Oh, really, real well.
Yeah.
And so, Emmy's great.
Shout out to Emmy.
She's
love her.
One of the nicest people.
The best.
So it's got like all these big stars in it, like Cate Blanchett, Jamie Lee Curtis, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, all these fucking people, right? Edgar Ramirez.
Sheesh.
It's just the list. My good friend Janina now, who's now one of my best friends.
Sheesh.
Anyway.
And?
What?
Bobby Lee.
I'm in it.
Robert E. Lee makes it in the movie.
Okay, watch me right now.
I'm looking at you.
Watch me right now. Watch my hands, okay?
Yeah.
Do you see that?
That's your role in the movie?
That's how fast I am in the movie, and you'll never see me again.
Is it just like
so?
It's
when you're watching the movie, that's all, and then I'm gone.
What? Give me a line that you said in the movie.
What's up, Roland? I swear to God,
you just killed it.
I go because when I see Kevin's heart character, I'm in a bar and I go, Roland, what's up? That's one of my lines.
Kevin Hart's name is Roland in the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when I'm flying over there, I'm like, come on, man. He's a character from the fucking game. Don't do your fucking head turn.
Roland.
There's a black guy in the game Borderlands named Roland,
bro. Google if there's ever been a black guy named Roland.
In Borderlands.
In life.
In the game. Based on the game.
Games are fake.
All right.
Has there ever been a black guy named Roland?
Black
famous, famous Rolands. Bring it up. Roland Orzabal, Roland Young, Roland Emmerich, Roland Barthers, Roland James. Oh, Roland James is black.
There we go.
What was Roland James? An American? Oh, God. Oh my god, now we're on. He made the car. What did Roland James do? Who is he?
Can I just go back into the fucking thing?
Oh, an American professional football player.
Can I go back into the fucking thing, man?
Let me get my bit out, please.
Okay, my bad. I forgot how it works.
I miss you.
I excuse.
Okay, so yeah, his name is Roland in the movie.
So anyway, that was my life. So when I was flying over there, I was like, okay, this is going to be one of those like really lonely experiences because, you know, I only function well with like comics at my level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I have my group. You know what I mean? I have you.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of guys, you know what I mean, that are no longer with us. I could say that.
People that died?
Yep. We've got, and then, I guess, guys like Madrigal, Bill Burr. I mean, they're just a big group of, you know, Chelsea Handler, Whitney Cummings. That's pretty much the
That's your group.
The group, right? Yeah. So in my head, I'm like, I don't know any of these people. It's like, I'm not, I'm a comic, so I'm just going to be spending the next month and a half by myself.
Because everybody there is a real actor. And I say real actor.
Yeah, no.
You're an actor, but those are like.
No, these are real like, actors. Award-winning actors.
Right.
Who I'm a huge fan of all of them, right?
Yeah. Have you ever been nominated for an award, by the way?
I've never even been to an award show.
Well, no.
I'll never go to an award show.
Well, that's because they don't. Right.
They don't want me there.
That would be weird.
Where would they
put you?
I've never even done a talk show.
No.
Ever.
Not couch? You've never done couch?
No. Ever.
Me neither.
Yes, you have. I've seen you.
No, I've done stand-up.
No, I've
never
done
couch.
You do a bit on the Jimmy Fallon. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So that's not it?
It was just James Corden, but it was...
It doesn't matter. You did it, though, right?
Because it was with Jim Carrey. It wasn't because...
It doesn't matter. You're on a fucking show with Jim Carrey on a fucking talk show.
On a Tanakh show.
Yeah, and that's huge.
But yeah, it was for Jim.
And they're called talk shows, by the way.
Tanakh shows.
They're called talk shows,
Welcome back to the Tanakh show. Tonight, my guest is Bobby Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's do it right now. Ready? Here we go. We're back.
Yeah.
Thank you to the band, Rudy Jules. What's going on? You good?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Awesome. My guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this guy. This guy's incredible. You've seen this guy.
By the way, I would do it.
We're live.
I know.
Fucking air.
I know, but that's what I would do to make it funny.
Oh, to interrupt my intro?
Yeah, yeah.
You're killing it. This is great.
Don't you think that'd be funny?
The crowd's losing it right now.
Like, I'm already out of the... Yeah, it's the curtain. Exactly. I'm already out of the curtain. Right, and you're trying to introduce me, and I'm interrupting you.
Oh, Bobby!
So do it again.
Well, we're already in it.
Start over. I would say start over. I would go back. I would go back to the thing.
How's Rudy Jules and the band? Let's check in with Rudy Jules, the house band.
I'm good.
Rudy Jules and the Hombres.
I'm next to you now. I already got out. I'm already now sitting
explaining
on the
thing. To me.
Yeah, I'm already sitting next to the.
Oh, Bobby, you're already here.
I'm here.
Wow.
No need for the intro, bud. I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, awesome. So, what's been going on in your
life?
Nothing.
I can't even believe I'm on this show. I'm so great. Thanks for asking me.
We're so happy that you're here.
Yeah, yeah.
We heard you did a movie with Kevin Hart.
Ooh. And then there's no applause. There we go.
Man, this audience is dumb.
They don't know who he is.
They don't know. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. But you had a great time in this Kevin Hart movie, and I heard, a little birdie told us that you punched Cate Blanchett.
I did not keep, bro.
That's what we heard.
Stop for a second.
Something about chicken strips.
I didn't do it.
Well, tell the story
no
to the audience.
There was no fucking anything.
Audience, do you want to hear him tell the chicken strips Cate Blanchett story?
Yeah. All right, so she came up to my room because I took the last chicken strip.
And?
And she goes, hey, did you take my chicken strip? And I go, fuck yeah. And then she goes, she punches me in the face, man.
Audience, do you love it?
Yeah, yeah. Who did the wah-wah-wah-wah?
Pete.
Don't ever do wah-wah-wah.
Oh, Pete, you're going to get fired.
But thanks for the Red Bull. I really appreciate it. Can we go back to the story?
Pete, give me wah-wah one more time for Bobby.
I know. I hate that sound. Out of all the womp-womps, that's the worst womp-womp
That's
I've
the worst womp-womp.
Yeah. That's what happens when I ejaculate. That's the sound that happens
when you come.
When I come, and it goes down. You know, your penis is kind of slowly goes down, and the cum is. Close your head.
Here's the sound, Pete. Here's the sound that comes out when I ejaculate. Ready?
Yeah. And this is mine. Go ahead. I always smell it.
Ew! Why?
Because I want to.
All right.
Let's see if it's healthy or not. So anyway, so can I just finish my thing?
God, I'm happy you're back.
So
I miss you.
So I go to the hotel room, you know, when I get the thing.
Yeah.
And there was a note saying, hey, welcome to the movie. You know, I would love to meet you. And it's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wow.
And I go, what the fuck? That's weird.
Did she sign it?
Yeah, she signed it. Cool. And then
she
texts me. And she goes, tomorrow, lunch.
How does she have your phone number?
I don't know.
Dude, they can get anything they need.
They get whatever they want.
They get it all.
Yeah, she has my email, my address, everything.
Let's get lunch.
Yeah, so I go, oh, fuck. Now I'm like nervous, right?
Did you think about what to wear?
No, this is what I
have. You wore a peyote t-shirt?
You
got to
be yourself. You got to be yourself. You got to be yourself.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, I sleep in my eyes. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And so I go down, and it's me, Janina, Penn Jillette.
Penn, I love Penn.
From Penn and Teller.
I know.
And we all went to Burger King.
Shut up. That's it. They wanted to go to Burger King.
No, they didn't want. Penn goes, I want to go to Burger King because they have a vegetarian.
He's vegetarian.
There's a
Impossible Burger.
A veggie burger
right.
thing. And we go, all right, we'll go. And we went to fucking Burger King.
Do you,
there's a photo on my Instagram
of you at Burger King?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It was cool.
You, Jamie Lee Curtis, Penn Jillette, and.
That was cool. That was first day.
That was day one.
Day one.
Out of the gate, you're killing it.
It's fun because I just wanted to say this, and this is that she is, if you hear anyone talk about that lady.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah. She's one of the greatest women I've ever met in the business.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, I'm saying, sweet. I don't know her.
She's so sweet. Like, you know, there was one time where I was in her hotel room and we're just talking on her couch for like 3 hours.
Right.
Like she said that type of
person. What were you talking about?
Private stuff.
Share.
Well, the sound that
share
the sound that happens when I master
share.
No, I'm not going to share because
share.
You're not doing that. Share. I'll share with you later.
Share.
No share. Share. All right.
Share.
We
share.
Talked about
share.
Share. We share. Talked about share.
You talked about share.
Yeah, yeah. And how we love
Do
Moonlight.
You believe in love? So you sat on her couch and you guys just chatted about.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Was it deep and philosophical?
Yeah, it was deep. Yeah, it was deep.
It was.
Yeah, because she know. Well, it. You know.
Well, she's married to one of the most well-respected. She's talented in her own right. I'm not discrediting her. She also happens to be married to one of the most talented writer, director, producers in the history of comedy.
One of my idols.
Same. I got to work with him once, and it was the coolest thing I've ever done.
What would you do?
He had a show on HBO called Family Tree. I did an episode of it.
Oh my god.
Me and Matt Bronger. You know Matt.
Oh, I love Matt.
We were Confederate soldiers at a reenactment.
Oh my god.
And this girl shot and killed us. The scene was fun, but working with him was incredible. Anyway, those two people together, that's Hollywood. What do they call it? Power couples.
Couple. Yeah, yeah.
Never again is that going to happen.
I know.
Like you can't get that. No one does that anymore.
No, and it's like, and when you're in that situation, you just you're not yourself.
Like you stepped out of yourself a little.
Yeah,
bit?
You're kind of you're pretending. I feel like you're pretending to be someone that I'm not.
Because I'm worried like, don't about say, what she.
Like in my head, I'm like. Don't say midget. You know what I mean? Like I go through these things, right? Yeah. Don't say that. Don't say that. And just go through the motion. You know what I mean? And I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, of course.
Right? But I say fucked up things.
But you say it in jest. You're
I
joking.
Do it in jest, right?
You're
but
kidding.
It's like you don't want to like ruin it. You don't want to
be having coffee with Jamie Lee Curtis and be like, I mean, all lives kind of matter. And she's like,
so let
what?
Me just. I don't want to spend all this time on fucking Budapest. So let me just finish it.
What do you mean?
Let me just finish this.
The kids want to know where the boys have been.
Okay.
People thought we broke the band.
No, never. Never. I thought about you twice.
Can I tell you? That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's more than you thought about her.
Yeah.
Can I share with them the one little moment that you gave before you continue? Bobby texted me and said, I'm going to crack. And I said, what's going on? And then we FaceTimed and you were sad and you were bored.
Yeah.
And you said it. I don't know if you're going to admit it, but you said it, that you missed me.
I did.
You said, I missed you.
I did.
Said, I missed you. And I said, I miss you too. And I was driving through the rain in New Jersey. And I was like, I miss you too.
I know that I did have
it
a good
moment.
It
was a sweet moment.
Yeah, it was a sweet moment.
I missed my
and
boy.
And I did miss you. But then, because that was what happened was when I first got there, I shot for 3 days. And then I had 3 weeks off.
And you did nothing.
Well, the first week, that's when I called you.
Yeah.
Everyone was working.
And you were alone.
And I was alone.
In the hotel.
Well, there was a black actor
careful
from England who became Charles. Me and Charles hung out
yeah,
and he's a sweetie,
okay,
a real sweetie, okay. And we became good friends, but
Charles, what's his name? Charles what?
His last name's difficult to say, so.
Say it.
I'd have to look it
no,
up.
No, let's try it.
Baba Blazingaba. Something like that.
Charles Baba Blazingaba?
Yeah, he's.
Let's look up Charles Baba Blazingaba.
No, his.
Baba
no.
Blazingaba.
No, he was in the Mary Magdalene movie with River Phoenix.
Is that him right there on the far left? Is that Charles Baba Blazingaba?
That's him.
Wow, I can't believe we got.
That literally is him.
I genuinely can't believe we can't. His name is Charles. Can you zoom in on the name down there? Charles Charles. Okay, let's have Rudy. Let's have Rudy pronounce it. How do you say that, Rudy? Charles what?
Babalola.
Charles Babalola.
What a cool name.
He's a great actor.
Charles Babalola?
Yeah, and he's
Mr.
young.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr.
Right?
Bob Dabalina.
English. And him and I hung out every fucking day.
How young is this young man?
He's 30?
Look at how good looking he is.
Oh, man, he's so talented.
Babes love him, huh?
Yeah, and but can I say this?
Yeah.
All his friends from England?
Yeah. They're Asian? They're Korean. They're short. They're
Bad
old.
Bad Friends fans.
They're BF fans? All the Brits are?
I would call... They
did
would,
he know that? Who
yes.
We, did, he did?
Yes.
Babbel! This summer, Bob, you got to get the most out of your travels abroad by learning the language of your destination. Bobby was just in Hungary.
Yeah.
And did you learn Hungarian?
Oh, yeah. And I used Babbel, guys. The number one selling language learning app.
Yep.
From ordering in restaurants or asking for directions to gaining a deeper understanding of the culture, Babbel makes the whole process of learning a new language addictively fun and easy.
It really is. I'm actually learning Italian right now. I'm dead serious. I'm using Babbel because I really want to learn Italian. I want to try my hardest. Because
you learn the languages on how you people really talk in that
language.
Yeah,
they don't do like the corny easy stuff that you hear all the time in like 101 classes in high school. Yeah. They have 15-minute lessons that make the perfect it's the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. They design their courses with practical real world conversations, like Bob said, and you can choose from how many different languages. Look at that, there's 14
different languages, guys, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German.
And their speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent, which Andres needs badly.
Yeah, you should call Babbel, dude.
You should use Babbel for English. So many ways to learn. In addition to lessons, podcasts, games, video stories, even live classes. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free.
That's 6 months for the price of three.
Just go to Babbel.com, use the promo code BADFRIENDS. That's Babbel, BABBEL.com. Code BADFRIENDS for an extra 3 months free.
Buffy! Oh, this is my favorite thing. This is I think this is the best thing you've ever done for me. You got
ever.
Me a, ever. You got yeah. me a Buffy comforter, and I'm going to tell you right now, that's all I wear in bed.
You do wear it in bed.
I wear it in bed.
No, you wrap up
it's
in
it
a little burrito.
Yeah,
or
I
a
love
little,
it.
Or
that's
a little,
why I said it.
A little hand roll or a cup that's, roll.
You could keep a burrito.
Sushi.
Keep a burrito.
You're more sushi.
Anyway, Buffy makes bedding that is earth-friendly and cruelty-free.
That's right. If you've spent sleepless nights or sweating, I used to sweat at night. I used to toss and turn. It get too hot. I get too cold. The Breeze is their brand new product. It's a comforter made entirely from 100% eucalyptus fiber. I'm telling you. It's unreal. But I gave one to Bobby and he was like, I don't want it. And then he used it and was like, dude, this is like the best thing I've ever had. No more night sweats. 100%
really,
plant-based.
Especially it's so hot right now. And I slept last night on the Buffy and it was like, the blanket was so cool the whole time.
It stays cool. It stays cool.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. It's cruelty-free, no down. It's hypoallergenic, which is incredible. So you're not going to be sneezing throughout the night. It's softer than cotton and it's earth-friendly.
It's cruelty-free. That's my favorite part about it.
That's right, because you
no
we,
down
we love aminals.
Yeah.
Why not choose 100% plant-based bedding that's better for you and the earth? Wake up. You can try it on your own bed for free, and if you don't love it, you can return it. That's a joke. That's insane that they're letting people do that. If you don't love it, you can return it for free at no cost. Buffy is extra soft. They're wonderful. We both use them. We literally love these things. So for $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter the code
BADFRIENDS.
That is buffy.co. Enter the code
BADFRIENDS.
Shout out to Charles Babalola.
He was the only one when I was on set where he was like, how are they? But he's English. I'm
yeah, how did he sound?
Holy shit, it's Bobby Lai.
That's pretty good, Bob.
Yeah. Holy shit, it's Bobby Lai.
Holy shit, it's Bobby Lai.
And I'd be like, what's up, man? He's like, come on, have a cigarette, man.
And I'll you go have a smoke with him?
Yeah, and like, you want a cigarette with me? Yeah, I'd love to have a cigarette with you, man.
And would you guys chat?
And then we would have breakfast, dinners. We would walk around town.
So you had a little
Him and I were like a little rush hour.
But can you imagine? Does he live in L.A.?
No, he lives in England.
Okay, I don't because he could be living here now.
But something happened between us.
You said the N-word. No. Broke it up. You can't. I told you can't just say
it. I know.
You can't.
No, something happened. So then last night he was in town.
Yeah.
He's a big Manchester United fan. And they were in the Europa League final.
Yeah.
And he goes, mate, come up and watch the, you know, the game. You know?
You hate Man U.
I hate Man U. But I went to do it because it was his last night.
Sure.
So I sat there and Man U lost in penalty kicks at the end.
Yeah.
And he was like, out, mate.
He just kicked you out?
Like, we spent a week together every single day, and this is his last night.
Get out.
And you could see tears welling up. He goes, out, mate. I'm like, well, it's good to meet you. He's out.
Out.
And then, like, an hour later, he texted me back, and he's like, I'm sorry about that, man.
But you understand, as a soccer
fan. As a soccer player, I get it, but it was a little rude. So,
did he know you were an Arsenal fan?
Yeah, I told him. All you do is hang out.
No, no, I know, but, like, you know how you said sometimes you get nervous and you don't admit stuff? Like, that seems weird because Evie was such a diehard Man U fan. You know, is there a moment you're
No, because there was a guy named Jisun Park.
Okay.
Who played for Manchester United. He's a Korean dude. And so that's my, I when Jisun Park was on Man U, I liked them. Because he was Korean.
Right.
And he was a busy bee on the pitch.
He was just
hard worker.
Moving around.
Yeah, yeah.
Just zipping around.
Right. It was like he was on a Hyundai factory, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just, you know what I mean? Just always out there. You
bolts,
know what I mean?
Bolts.
Yeah.
Wait, how about the guy that died then was survived? The soccer player that died and survived.
With a heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah, Ericsson.
By the way,
what?
The coolest move I've ever seen in sports was from the other team captain. Asked the players to form a chain fence around him.
Yeah.
So that if it was his last moments, they didn't want it broadcast on television.
Wow.
What a classy move.
Yeah.
He said to the other players, he goes, get around him right now in case this is his last moments. He didn't want to broadcast to the world that people were going to watch him die on the pitch.
Yeah.
And I thought that was such a cool.
He used to play for Tottenham, which is Arsenal's nemesis.
Yeah.
So there was a feeling.
So you almost wanted him to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. No.
She didn't like it.
She didn't like it. That joke didn't hit, but let me finish.
But by the way, he's alive. Go back to Ericsson.
I know he is. He is, and they put a implant in him.
What kind?
Like a heart implant.
Like a stimp?
Yeah, stimp.
I don't know. Me
either. So
God bless.
But here's what.
God bless.
Here's what made. Let's just wrap up the whole trip.
No more. No, okay. We're not done.
So when I got there, what made me nervous was the day I had to go on the set and meet the director.
And you can name the director now.
Eli Roth.
Eli Roth. Huge. You know who loves Eli Roth?
Who?
Fans.
Yeah. Fans. Okay. Oh, do you like Eli?
I love Eli.
Great guy. So Eli goes, thanks for joining us, man. I'm a big fan, this and that. And then he introduced me to Kate and Kevin. Everyone's there.
Yeah. Did right? Kevin like you?
Oh, man.
Did you tell Kevin you're a stand-up or no?
He already knew me.
He knew you.
And what? He was so good to me.
Does that mean a lot?
Dude, I'll tell you why, because I didn't tell you this. In the table read, so 3 weeks before I even go, I have to do a table read.
Right.
And I get on, and I don't know anybody, and everyone's there, right? And I don't know Eli Roth. I don't know anybody.
It's on Zoom.
It's on Zoom, and it's like Saturday morning, so it's like 7 in the morning, because it was like 5 o'clock and hungry, and that's where a lot of people were.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there uncomfortable, and Kevin gets on, and he goes, what's up, Bobby? On the Zoom.
Really?
Yeah.
In front of everybody.
In front of everybody.
Wow.
Which broke the ice for me. What's your phone do?
Nothing.
We turn it off?
I already did.
And it's rude.
I'm sorry.
Okay. She wants to be involved a little bit more.
No!
You will be.
Just let him finish his story.
There's a couple of things I want to talk to you about, too, so we'll get to you. Let's do it now.
No!
I want to hear the rest of the Zoom story.
So anyway, that's what he did.
So he when said, I got what's up, Bobby?
So when I got on the set, he was just absolutely as if, you know, we've known each other for all our careers.
Wow.
Like he was like, he's a comic.
I know.
Yeah, so he was, you know what I mean, funny and, you know what I mean, and he would laugh at my bits, like my takes, because all my scenes are with him.
Yeah.
So he would just laugh at my takes and then.
That's awesome.
It was actually the first day of shooting, I was so nervous. Because I was out in the desert. And so check this out.
Hungary has a desert?
So check this out. I was so bummed. So check this out.
Yeah.
So I'm dressed like... Did I show you what I dress?
So funny.
Okay, so I'm dressed
Can we show a photo of it to the fans?
No, we can't.
Damn it.
But I can describe it. I'm dressed like a stormtrooper.
No, but it looks like a...
A red stormtrooper.
A red stormtrooper, but it looks like a... It looks like a, like, you know how Spaceballs made fun of?
Yeah.
You look, Star Wars, you look like if you guys were making fun of Stormtroopers and it was like a comedy version of Stormtroopers.
Right.
It was
That only looks like when the grown adults are wearing this outfit, which is what everyone else is like.
When the full, like, people with nice bodies,
they look
good.
Yeah. I look like a bobblehead.
Right.
Right. So
it's a cartoon.
And now we're out in a desert.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. And it's one of those sets where it's like, there's just, if you look like a half a mile down, there's these gigantic green screen things up.
Yeah.
And they, all these like spaceships and machinery and like gigantic like dinosaur bones sticking out of the sand. I mean, it's like, and there's 300, 400, 500 people, just a sea of people working on all kinds of stuff. And I'm in metal. Mm-hmm. Everything's metallic, right? And they put a ponytail on the back of my head.
That wasn't your hair?
What do you mean?
You showed a picture. I thought that was your ponytail.
It is my ponytail, but they put a ponytail in the back.
You mean they turned you? They put your
hair. They clumped all my head and made it a samurai. Yeah. I'm describing it.
Go ahead.
Right?
Yeah.
And so
they gave you a ponytail?
They just clumped that. You know how they clumped the back of your head?
You know? They made. Go ahead.
So I'm sitting there and the helmet won't come on my head.
Because of the ponytail.
Because of the ponytail.
Right.
So, and they were about to shoot, so they go, we got to take all the padding out.
Of the helmet?
Of the helmet. Because it's a gigantic metallic thing, right? Mm-hmm. So they start ripping the padding out, right? Mm-hmm. So now they're just metal spikes inside the fucking helmet and edges, right? And they stick it on my head and there's metal like this, right? And I'm out there for 6 hours. With a mask on?
No. Do you have any lines?
No.
No lines.
And I'm also with 300 of people that look like me.
So they don't even know
it's me. They don't even know it's me, right? And then this is what happens. And this, I literally cried in my helmet. Mm-hmm. The sound guy who doesn't know, you know, he's Hungarian. He doesn't know anything.
What do they sound like?
I can't even describe.
I know. This is my favorite when you try, though.
I know. So I'll just describe what he says, right?
Yeah.
He goes, you know. You're wearing the helmet.
He's Japanese?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know you're wearing the helmet.
Is this Christmas tea?
Wait. You know. Let me just finish. Let me just do it that way.
He's Italian?
Yeah. Well, that's close to Italy.
Yeah.
You know you're wearing the helmet the whole time.
And
I go, I mean the helmet, right? I go, what do you mean? Even when I say my lines? He goes, yeah. Which means now, imagine, no one's going to know I'm in this movie.
Wait, you never show your face?
That's what he says.
Wait a minute. What about when you're doing scene with Kevin Hart?
Exactly. Yeah. So I go, well, I have dialogue with Kevin. And he goes, no, you wear the helmet then too.
No.
Yeah, that's what he says to me.
No.
Now I have this metal spiky thing in my head. It's fucking 105 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm sweating, right? I'm bleeding out of my face, right? Now I'm in my head. I'm like, oh, I'm an extra.
Yeah,
no one's gonna know.
Your background plus.
Right, and I'm just standing there with a gun for like 8 hours in the desert like this and just like in so much pain.
Did you actually get to take your helmet off and have lines?
No.
Kevin.
So check it out. So this is what happens.
No one's gonna know it's you.
So check it out. This is what happens. So there's a scene now where, all right, we have a scene with Janina and Bobby where, you know, he says there's a, you know,
boss,
creature.
Boss, the plane. Right.
So we rehearse it and, you know, they go action and I come with the fucking, I'm wearing the helmet. I pop in and I do my line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Eli goes, what, why do you have the helmet on?
Oh, he was fucking with you.
No, the sound guy didn't know.
Oh, I thought he was playing a joke.
No, the sound guy didn't know. And I'm like, cause this, I wanted to rat out the sound guy.
Shoulda.
No.
Shoulda.
So I just, I'm sorry.
He was like, take off the helmet.
So I took the helmet off, and then I did my lines. Okay. And all the lines are without the helmet, obviously.
Yeah.
But
also, would have been funny if they made you wear the helmet the whole time.
Well, that I thought about that, and I think that would have been a funny story.
Yes.
I was there for 6 weeks, and I just kept this helmet on, right? And then they could voice over my fucking voice.
Yeah.
Right? And use, like, Denzel Washington.
Just like a big, handsome black guy, like, man, what's going on,
yeah,
Kevin?
I would probably relapse. Yeah. I probably would have relapsed.
That would do it.
That would have been really fucked up.
Well, what if you get cut out of this film?
I thought about that too.
They
There's
can't.
No way to do it.
Huh.
There's no way to do it because things.
Like there's a will, there's a way.
There's no way.
There's a will.
Because there's a through line in the thing.
About
the
you.
The whole movie would not make sense if they just completely cut me out.
Really?
Yeah, because there's a scene where Kevin needs to escape this thing.
Yeah.
And the whole reason why he's there is because of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, it wouldn't make any sense. I think about those things.
I know you do. I don't really think. I just got offered a role in a movie, by the way.
What is it?
I can't say it. It's not real.
Because it's not real.
Yeah, it's not real. But I want it.
I know you'll get it.
I want it.
And you'll get it. And you deserve it.
And I hope it comes.
Tom Hanks, right? Tom Hanks. Tom Hardy.
Hanks.
All the Toms earned it.
Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise. Hanks. Tom Hardy. Yeah. Tom Hiddleston. Tom Middleditch.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's in it.
Everyone's in it.
How about this? I'm going to actually say the movie that I did just get a role in.
What?
Well, unless I blow it, but I might do it. It's...
No.
Yeah.
See, it's like, I want to be in that.
I'm probably not going to end up getting it. They said there is a thing for me, but they were like, we'll see, maybe, if it works. If it works, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
But isn't that wild they're bringing that back?
Yeah. But can I tell you something that you and I should do? Mm. I did 10 escape rooms in Hungary because that's where it originated.
Did they change, or is it the same room that you tried to escape from?
No, there's every corner has an escape room. It's like our Starbucks.
Isn't that just like what the... Don't people just want to get out of Hungary? Isn't it like, is that
yeah, I think maybe
metaphor for
that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so they have these, have you been to an escape room?
No, of course not.
Okay.
That's an insane, why would I do that?
Can I just this?
Yeah.
Right? I hate it.
Why would I do that?
I'll give you an example.
Claustrophobia, right? Panic.
If somebody told me, and this is not a joke.
Yeah.
If somebody told me, you have to go into the escape room by yourself, Bobby. And you're not going to be able to eat unless you get out.
I'm going
to
kill myself.
No, I'd be dead. Yeah. It would find my body there 3 weeks later in a skeleton and without any solving any of the puzzles. It's so fucking
you're
hard.
You're in the first room. You'd be
but
in
you
the first
walk
room.
Into a fucking room, right? And they go, okay, have fun.
And they lock you
and
in.
And they lock you in.
No.
And then you're like, and you look around and you don't know what to do. Meanwhile.
Who are you with?
I'm with Edgar Ramirez.
How cool.
Janina. Yeah. They're all there. Charles went. And they're like underneath tables writing down notes.
They're figuring it out.
They're figuring it out. And then I became the guy to hold things.
You were
right. They found puzzles. Right. They found like an object. He's a key, but we don't know. Bobby.
So you just held it.
Yeah, I held the key.
Yeah, you were a table.
And I would sit there and I would be sweating. Mm-hmm. Right. And they're like, are you going to do anything? I go,
this is it. You're doing it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's participating.
Have you tried it? You and I should do one.
I will.
No, we should film it. Andreas, we should film
absolutely.
Andrew and I doing an escape room.
Absolutely.
Because they're so fucking hard.
Yeah, but they're so. But did you have fun?
No.
See, that's what I mean.
They're the opposite of fun.
That's why I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I know, but we should do it.
All right, we'll do it.
Yeah, but I don't. It's like, it's really hard.
Will you come with us, Rudy?
Yeah.
I think she would be good.
Dude, you see, she's so exhausted every time. You ask her something.
I know. Everything is a to-do
do
with
you,
her.
Why don't you want to do it with us? What's the reluctancy?
I just
scared?
Know that both of you will be fighting.
Yes.
Okay, that's why.
I know, but we need someone there to balance us out. So why won't you balance? You can be the mediator or whatever that is.
I don't want to be.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Great.
She doesn't want to do shit.
I'm glad you're on the show.
And let me just tell you, listen, I wasn't even going to bring this up, but.
Bring it up.
There's a new guy.
Here?
No. So in our family, right?
What do you mean?
There's this guy, right? I don't want to say his name, but he's younger than you are. No, he's older than you are.
Okay.
He's older than you are.
Okay.
And he gets Coolia.
Coolia.
Coolia, and you get Tito.
Wait, what's Coolia?
Coolia is brother. Tito is uncle.
Yeah, I'm Tito Andrew. Yeah, I've always
been. But he's older than you are, and he's brother.
Who is this man?
I can't bring his name up.
At the Kalilas, like... Best friend.
Old boy best friend.
A boy best friend.
Yeah.
Just a man in her life that was old best friend?
Yeah, and today in the car... She's
did they ever date?
No.
I think they did. Something tells me they did.
I think Alila's sister and him dated.
Yeah, someone. I think I
there
knew
some juices.
There was something there.
There were some juices exchanged, right?
There were some fluids.
But she said something today in the car. And how long have you known this guy?
2 months.
Two months?
2 months, right? And I asked you in the car, I go, who do you like more? Me or this guy? And you said to me, the same.
Equal.
Wow. Are you serious?
Wow.
Why?
He just feels like family.
Let me ask you something.
Dude, you got a
This family member.
Holy
this
shit.
New family member. Did he give you a fucking job?
What has he done for you?
Did this family member give you shelter?
What has he done for you?
Has he given you food? He hasn't done shit.
What did he do for you?
Yeah.
He's funny.
I know. I pay for gas.
Time out.
Yeah.
He's funny.
She's funny.
Bespoke Post.
Hey, oh, this is my favorite thing.
We've been talking about Box of Awesome for a long time on this show.
You know, when you get me a box of awesome.
I got it for you.
I know you got me one. It strengthened our relationship.
Well, you know why? Because I picked out cool stuff that I know that you would like. In fact, I should get one for Rudy, but I don't know if she deserves it because her attitude lately has been not so
cool. Whether you're out taming the wilder wild.
Whether you're out taming the wilderness or taking your home to pro-level heights. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month, no matter what you're into. Box of Awesome has you covered.
Oh, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories.
Yeah, it's free to sign up. You can skip a month or cancel, which is really great. And they only cost $45, but it has over $70 worth of gear inside.
We really do love this stuff, man. It's like, I love opening these boxes. They always pick out the great things.
And it's a surprise. It's like Christmas, man.
Yeah.
Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BADFRIENDS at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com. Code
BADFRIENDS for 20% off your first box.
Gabby! Hey, when it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better, Bob? We have a car. We have a home.
I put my policy to test and turned to Gabby.
Yep, we switched, baby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance, G-A-B-I. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this existed? Everybody gets ripped off on insurance. I've been ripped off. You've been ripped off before. This is the best way. They're the one true comparison platform with real rates.
This is how you do it. You use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have, and it's free to use.
That's what I did. I checked out the policies they have on there. What's great is they show you the competition so they can prove to you that they're going to save you some money, and Gabby customers save $961 per year on average, and they never sell your info. No spam. No emails, no robocalls. It's annoying. They don't sell that stuff, so they're great.
Put your policy to the test like I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation.
Go to Gabby.com/badfriends. That's Gabby, GABI.com/badfriends. Gabby.com/badfriends.
He's a nice guy.
He is. What's his name?
I can't say it.
Let's give him a nickname.
Let's just call him Frank.
No.
Toby.
Toby.
Okay.
With an I.
Toby, right?
Toby with an I.
And then, so here's another ridiculous thing. So
they family.
We got a new couch, and they go, Toby's coming tomorrow to put the legs on.
No.
I can do that.
They don't trust you to do it.
See, look at her.
They don't trust
I know how to fucking screw in legs on a couch.
But can I tell you something?
What? I don't know how.
You don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I know I don't.
And by the way, I'm going
to fuck it up.
How about this? Will you ask Toby to take the legs off and see if he can put them back on?
Yeah.
Shoot that.
Yeah. But if I can put the legs on, will you give me respect?
Maybe.
Yeah. But so, you know, she likes us the same.
No.
Yeah.
She said him
and
more.
Also, I got back 2 days ago, and it's like, she's just another rude thing today. I was cleaning the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just no one told me to.
You just started cleaning?
Do you know why?
Because.
Good guy. I'm a good guy.
You're a good guy.
Yeah. Clean the house, right?
Why did you really clean the house?
I just felt it was a little clutter. I think I made the mess, maybe.
You made it.
So I'm just taking care of my thing.
Picking
up
after yourself.
I had one cup of coffee on the fucking counter like this that I forgot.
Right.
And she goes, Tito Bobby, what the fuck?
She said that?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that. When she gets assertive like that, I do like that. She was bossing people. And when you were gone, dude, she would yell at Andres.
Really?
Yeah, she'd go, get in here, idiot. And he would come in here.
Oh, really?
Yes. And she goes, I want coffee, iced coffee. And he would go across the street and get her iced coffee. And one time she took a sip and spit it in his face.
Oh, wow.
She goes, too cold.
Yeah.
Too cold.
We might be going to Cancun, right?
We're going to Cancun.
Bad Friends is going to Cancun.
Bad Friends is going to Cancun. I forgot to announce that.
Yeah,
that's
Bad Friends
right.
Is going
We're
to
going to Cancun. November. Cancun.
November, right?
First week of November.
And we got her some money to go.
Yeah, right? You're coming
and
with
she
us.
She wanted more. Do you remember that?
Yeah, she goes.
Yeah. She goes, yes.
She did.
She goes,
not enough.
Not enough for me.
Not enough for me.
I go, that, because
By the way, you know what she said to me?
What?
Do we all get the same hotel room? Because I want a suite. That's what she said.
Oh, I want a suite. I can see it. Mm-hmm. You don't get a suite because we don't get a suite.
Yeah, we're all getting the same kind of room. In fact, you know what?
Yeah.
You're sharing a room with George and Andre.
No, she's going with Kalila. Kalila's going.
No, Kalila's going to stay with you. And she's going to get her own room. And you were going to get your own room. You're going to share with Pete and George and Andres. How about that?
I want my own room.
No.
Yeah, no.
No. You have to share with the boys.
Yeah. I had a sleepless night last night.
Because you were so excited to come here?
That and also I was thinking, why people don't ask me to do those Asian hate PSAs?
Because you hate on Asians all the time?
No. That's not it. I'm a comic, right? So I make fun of everyone.
Yeah, but Asians a lot.
It doesn't matter.
If we need a supercut right now of the amount of times that you've done like the eyes and all that stuff.
That one has nothing to do with the other.
Kind of.
No. Stop. Right? Let me just say something, okay? That I, right, have a job, which is I make fun of a lot of people.
Everybody,
right? Yeah. And it's like, but Bobby Lee as a spokesperson
doesn't exist.
He does. I have feelings. And I feel
Are you Bobby Lee the comedian right now or Bobby Lee the spokesperson?
Right now, I'm Bobby Lee the spokesperson.
So the peyote shirt that you're wearing right now you think that's a good message we're sending to people? You're wearing a shirt that says peyote.
I think it awakens people's minds and opens people's minds.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And I'm a sober guy and I'm wearing this.
Right. So
yeah, and I didn't
is that
even
sending
know
a good
this,
message?
I didn't know this. I thought this meant Pepsi in Spanish. Is this a peyote?
Yeah, it says peyote.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. I just got this. But anyway.
Is he racist towards Asians?
I don't think so.
Yeah. No, I love Asians.
Look at me. Be honest.
Is
he racist towards Asians?
Bro. I love. Dude, but let's not get it twisted.
Stop Asian hate.
I want to speak out for it. But my point is, last night. Let me just finish what I'm saying, right?
You're mad.
I'm mad. I'm going, why would they ask me? Because everyone's doing it, right?
Who?
Like Randall Park. John Cho. Ken Jeong. Everyone gets invited. Everyone.
But those are serious.
Olivia Munn. No, they're not. And I never get asked. I can do one. Watch.
Let's do one. Hold on. 1 second. Look into your single and let's do a real.
Give me the line though.
No, let's do a real stop Asian
hate.
Yeah,
but give me the lines. I need someone written out for me.
Okay, well, let me feed you some stuff and you figure it out.
Okay.
So you got to say, hey, it's me. It's Bobby Lee.
Hi. Okay.
Let me just give you everything and you can put it together.
Can I just do it?
Yeah, do it in real time.
Hey, this is Bobby Lee and I'm a comedian. I wouldn't say that, right?
Well,
people say what they are?
For you, you'd have to. Because they would see you and go, who the fuck is that?
Right. Hi, I'm Bobby Lee and I'm a podcaster and comedian and sometimes actor.
And in this day and age, in this climate... I'm getting sick and tired.
I'm sick and tired of Asian Americans. Kung Flu! I can't help myself.
Kung Flu! That's why they can't have you.
Yeah.
Even though you're going to make a joke about it,
they're
never going to publish that.
Yeah, but I thought, the reason why they don't ask me, right, I literally thought, it's because I know too many white people.
You're friends with too many whites.
I'm pretty much, I think, maybe white.
Well,
this morning, this is what I did.
Your circle of Asians is very small. It's the people you live with, and that's it.
But what did I do this morning? This morning, I woke up early, which before 9, and I called an Asian guy.
Who?
My friend Gene.
Okay.
So I go, what's going on?
Just to check in?
And he goes, what's good? It's early. I go, you want to have breakfast?
No.
Yeah. I drove to Larchmont.
To have breakfast?
With my Asian friend.
What Chinese food place did you guys go to?
We went to
I figured you would go to an Asian place.
No, we went
place.
To Creation.
Create? Korean?
No, Creation. It's fucking juices.
Oh, it's like bowls and stuff.
Yeah, but not sushi tuna bowls.
Like boba and stuff.
No, that's not boba, dude. It's just like regular juice that you would get.
Oh, like bim bim bap and all that stuff.
Yes, all right, bim bim bap. We went to a Korean place, you fucking asshole. So I'm sitting there, right, and I'm like, you know, because I'm literally thinking to myself, I'm switching it.
Oh, you're going to now only hang out with Asians.
I want to start reaching out so that I can get invited to these PCAs.
Not because you actually like these people.
I just want people to ask me to do these PCAs. So I asked him, I go, you know, I was uncomfortable about it. I go.
PSA.
Is it PSA?
I think it's PSA.
Is it?
What's PCA?
I don't know.
Well, what would you guess the acronym would stand for?
PCA?
What would that
Public
acronym?
Public Consumer. What is it? PCA. Advertisement.
Isn't it public service announcement?
That's what it is. PSA.
PSA.
I fucked it up.
No, but your PSAs are, oh, your personal care assistant. That's what you are. Yeah. Look at, that's Bobby
maybe
on the
that's
right.
That's why I don't get asked. During breakfast, I go, so do you get, in the last couple of months, have you been, because he's in the business, I
are
go.
Are you getting attacked? For
no, are you, no, are you, you know, are you involved in protests and this and that? He goes, this is what he says to me. He goes, no, I was in Hawaii with Adam Levine. I go, he's more whiter than I am.
Then how is he getting invited?
Right, so he's not either.
But he's not a comedian.
Yeah, but he's a, what is that? Oh, yeah, Alpha Ears.
Oh, yeah. Kalila sent me this, by the way.
I don't know. And she sent it to me too, and I
Elf
love
ears are trending in China right now, and people are undergoing surgery to get them. And you know what?
Yeah.
This is dope. So Bobby can't make fun of you anymore for your ears.
But I only have one elf ear.
Show the one elf ear. Take off your headphone and show the one elf ear.
Yeah, yeah. See, me, that's what they've been...
So weird.
So good.
So weird. Look, it is an elf ear.
Yeah.
You know, people are shaving the corners to make them look more elfish. You could be a good elf. I think
your
should.
Your attitude is so stinky.
What did I do?
That.
What's your deal? What's going on
What's
with you?
What's going on with you?
Nothing.
She did seems you congratulate actually... her on her graduation?
No. It's not that big of a deal.
Because I did it.
Yeah, you did it. Graduate
yeah,
college.
If I can do it.
Anybody can do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pete, did you graduate high school?
Yes.
No way.
I know.
Did you really, Pete?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
What high school did you go to, Pete?
It's like asking Lenny Landora from Mice and Men, did you go to high school?
Yes. Where'd you go to high school, Pete?
Glendora High School.
Where's Glendora? Is that inland?
It's inland, about 20 minutes east of Pasadena.
Wow, this doesn't matter at all, this conversation, does yeah. it?
He looks like a guy that would, like, just to kill time, crush mice in his hand.
He does.
Yeah, just
he does.
I took care of them mice.
Pete, you're a lovely guy. What year did you graduate high school?
2004.
Did your parents give you anything when you graduated?
Yeah, we had a big party.
But did they give you money or a gift?
Yes.
They did. What did they give you?
Like, cash.
How much, Pete?
I don't remember. A bunch of relatives gave me cash.
Did you get money when you graduated?
I got a car.
You got a car?
Yeah.
You fucking brat. What did you get when you graduated?
We ate at the Korean barbecue.
Chosun. You don't have a spot tonight? It's Saturday.
I don't. Took off tonight. My mom and dad are in town. It's Father's Day, by the way. Happy Father's Day. I know your dad is dead, but mine's not. I actually have two of them. Stepdad and a regular dad. Here's your dad. No.
You want to wait a year?
Wait, no, he's not.
Wait about 5 years?
Your dad isn't even this. Your dad
is. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Your dad's in the wind.
Yeah.
Your dad's dead.
You got he's a dead dad.
I know.
Dead dad.
Andres, you have a dead dad or a real dad? Or a live dad?
A live dad.
What about you, Pete?
A live dad.
What about you?
Alive.
You know what?
Loser.
I know, I'm a loser. But guess what now?
What?
When your dads die,
yeah.
Who's going to be gleeful?
You are.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to spit right in your face.
You know what? Hey.
I'm going to say your dad, right in your face.
My dad's going to live so much longer.
I know.
He's going to live for a long time.
He's a terrible person. And that's the...
No, he's not.
Yeah,
he's a great dude.
Real bad guy.
He's a great dude.
Yeah, yeah. Look what he raised. A piece of fucking garbage.
Don't be mad because your dad's dead. I'm going to go golfing with my alive dad. We're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to go get food.
He's going to have a heart attack tomorrow, like Erickson. But Erickson lived, not your dad.
You think he's going to die like your dad?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
be
yeah.
ground up into sand and be on someone's mantle?
Yeah.
Where is your dad right now?
He's in the garage.
Is he really?
Yeah, the bottom half.
Oh. You kept the bottom and your brother
my got
the top?
My brother has upper half. Yeah.
God bless you, the dead. Your father was a great man. And
he really wasn't.
He wasn't?
No, he was violent.
But let's pretend for now.
Okay.
But
great guy.
God bless the dead.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that your dad's not around.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Mm.
You're just going to be a good dad and you're going to do all the things that he never did. Do you want to tell everyone the good news?
Yeah.
That you're having a baby? Do you want to tell people?
I told you not to.
Well, all right. I thought we wanted to.
She doesn't even know.
You're having a baby?
Okay, we won't talk about it.
Dude.
We won't have to talk about it.
Yeah, but I fucking told you not to do that.
Okay, well, we won't talk about it. They'll blank it out. They can cut it out.
Yeah, but I don't want anyone to fucking
You guys
know,
you have
man.
To cut that out.
We'll cut it out.
Andres, so good to go with a bib. We'll cut it out. I'm sorry.
It's like fucking. She fucking.
Okay, pretend you don't know. Can you pretend you don't know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We're not having a baby. You guys fucked it up because that could have been really good.
That could have been good.
Yeah, but then him saying.
It fucked it up.
It fucked it up.
You can't trust Spaniards.
No, dude. You fucked it up a little bit too.
No, I was.
You should have played it a little bit better.
But I was playing it in
because
this weird,
we could have fucked her up.
No. It was vague.
We could have made it seem like she.
Didn't you think it might have happened?
Yeah. No, because but we could have really dug it in.
I know, but I pretended like it wasn't. It was a joke. And then she thought in her head, well, he's just
doing
that.
My acting was good, though, huh?
No, you did a good job.
It was pretty good, huh? Yeah.
What's the new job that you got? Will you tell everybody? Another acting job? They're doing a movie?
No, they're doing a limited series.
On what?
I don't know what it is.
No, what network is on Netflix?
HBO.
Oh, it's on HBO.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you doing on that show?
I play a fucking podcaster.
No shit.
Yeah.
They didn't need another one?
What do you mean?
They didn't need like another one with you?
No, because the podcaster is with the two girls that are on the show.
Maybe they need another guy.
They didn't. They won't
ask them.
No, because it's like let's say I'm just listen to me, okay? Just
you know,
hear me out, right? Let's say I'm in the 60s, right? Late 60s, and I work for a college, and I need to put on a show.
What city?
I'm in Wisconsin somewhere, right? Milwaukee, right?
You.
Just whatever, dude. Let me just listen to my
scenario.
Korean
guy
right?
in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee.
Yeah. And I'm like, I need to get a band right to play our school, but I can't afford Simon and Garfunkel, so I'm gonna hire Simon.
I'm Simon.
No, I'm Simon.
I'm Simon.
No, I'm definitely Simon.
I'm Simon. You're Garfunkel.
And so they asked Simon to do it.
I'm Simon.
And they go, Garfunkel, we don't have the budget for him.
Diamonds on the soles of our fucking shoes. I'm Simon.
No way, dude.
I'm Simon.
Dude, I'm Cher.
You're our
I'm Cher.
No,
Sonny.
You're not.
You're Sonny.
You're Sonny.
No. Sonny died.
Yeah, I'm.
A tree killed Sonny. You're Sonny.
No, you're Sonny.
I'm definitely Cher, dude.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
you're not
yeah.
pretty enough.
Yeah.
You're not pretty enough.
I'm Tina.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
you're
you know
the
what?
Abuser.
I am Bobby.
Not
I am Bobby.
Who's Bobby?
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown? Tina Turner?
Oh, Tina. I'm thinking of Whitney Houston. No,
you can be Bobby if you want.
I am Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
And I'll beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
You bitch.
You're definitely, honestly though, like in Wham, I'm George Michael. No one even knows the other guy's name. That's who you are. Who's the other guy in Wham?
I don't know Wham.
Yeah.
No, because I'm under, yeah,
yeah. You're definitely
I'm,
the second.
Because I'm under 50.
You're definitely the second.
I'm the first.
You really think that?
I'm the first.
Maybe. I think Garfunkel thought he was the first. He walked around going, you know what I mean?
No,
I'm the first, right?
No. Well, Andrew Ridgely.
Yeah, Andrew Ridgely.
And he was the other guy in the duo.
Other guy in Wham. Yeah. I feel, what is he, shooting heroin? I mean, he must feel real bad.
No, what do you mean? He's cashing
he's
checks.
I know. You know who I feel bad?
How much is Andrew Ridgely worth? Type that in. That guy's cashing checks.
But you know who I feel bad for in terms of music?
Who?
Pete Best.
Why?
Do you know who that is?
Why do you feel bad for Pete Best?
You know who that is?
No.
Then why
no
would you
I have no idea
ask?
Who that is. I have no idea who that is.
All right, so
30 million laughing
oh, wow.
all the way to
Killing
the bank.
It. So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So Pete Best, right, was the original drummer for the Beatles.
Oh, before Ringo, huh?
Before Ringo. And Pete Best goes, guys, I'm going to go to art school.
Oh.
And they're like, Pete, please.
Drum with us.
Yeah, and he went to art school, that guy.
Where is he now?
What happened to Pete Best?
What happened to Pete Best? Damn, that's so sad.
Is that sad?
And they kicked, and then they were like, "Well, you."
Oh,
now
then
you're
they
fucked.
Got Ringo, right? And then they blew up the biggest band of all time.
Having survived depression and a suicide attempt, yeah, makes sense. He is now a contented family man who tours the world with his own group, Pete Best Band. His story began in India, where he was born to an Indian medical student, a British Army captain in Liverpool. Wow, so he's touring the world now. Let's look up Pete Best tour dates. Can we go to PeteBest.com and see up some of his tour dates? Would you go to a Pete Best show
no.
with me?
I would have killed myself.
He thought about it. He tried.
I know. But he's a family man now.
That's one. That's an old. That's a Jerry Seinfeld joke that I loved.
What?
These guys that attempt suicide and they don't complete the task. And he goes, that's just one more thing they're not good at.
That's a funny joke.
That was a great joke. That was
a
very
joke.
Dark
a really good
Seinfeld
joke. That's a really good joke.
By the way, I have a famous musician story. I hung out with fucking Maynard James Keenan of Tool.
When?
I just went to his restaurant. Me and Rogan went to his restaurant in Arizona. He has a winery in Scottsdale we went to. Two nights in a row. It's fucking awesome. You like Tool? You a fan?
I listened to all their albums.
Well,
the new one is great.
We hung out all night. Saw our comedy, loved us.
Seven Tempest. That song is great.
He was great. And he fed us wine and told us how he homemade champagne. Interesting cat.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you.
And he said he's a big fan of the show.
Of what?
Of Bad Friends.
Don't lie to me, man.
I'm lying. He didn't say that.
I know he didn't.
Yeah, he had no idea who I was. Like he never heard of me in his entire life.
But he knows you now.
He thinks my name is Anthony.
But I'm a huge fan of his.
No, he was very cool, man.
You know, it makes me jealous.
That shouldn't. You hung out with fucking Cate Blanchett and Jamie Lee Curtis and Edgar Ramirez and what do you mean? I went and had pizza.
That's true.
At fucking
true.
Maynard's restaurant.
That's true.
So how much do you think her haircut costs and cost?
$150.
How much is it?
$300.
$300 to do that. You could do that.
I could do that at home.
Me and you should do that.
$300?
Bad friends.
We'll do $200.
$200. We'll do $225.
$225.
Pete, you get your haircut for $25?
Yes.
Where? You go to. Wait, let's guess. Let's all guess where Pete gets his haircut from.
Supercuts.
You say Supercuts? What do you say?
I don't know any.
I know Floyd's.
Okay, Floyd's?
Yeah.
Your answer.
Change Floyd's?
No. What do you say?
Bob's Jr.
Bob's Jr.'s a great haircut place.
That's a great little haircut place.
I thought they all closed, but there's still a couple around.
Yeah, there's one on Pico.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Fantastic Sam's.
I think his wife cuts it.
My wife cuts it.
You pay your wife to cut your hair?
No, I don't pay her.
You said $25,
Pete.
Wait.
Kalila and I got a haircut today, and I paid for both of them $250.
It's just a haircut.
Oh, is that why? It's just a haircut.
Wait a minute. $250?
I got streaks.
How much? Yours costs $100?
My guys are the best.
$100?
Great.
You didn't do anything different to your hair. It looks the same.
It doesn't look the same. You said my face looks thinner.
Your face does look thinner.
Then that's it.
But he just shaved the side of your head.
Yeah, but he also does...
What?
He does...
For $100?
Yeah.
Cross-cut what?
No, what do they call? How they chop.
Layer it?
They layer it, yeah.
$100 layering job?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. If there's someone out there that wants to start cutting Bobby's hair, please let us know.
Yeah.
Because $100 is...
Well, you probably cost, when you get
thousands.
$20 because there's not a lot of hair to cut.
Not a lot of hair to cut.
Yeah.
It's like $6 or $7.
Yeah.
But I don't pay $100.
Yeah.
That's insane.
You could spend $1,000 on your eyebrows, though.
Are you jealous? Probably,
no. Your eyebrows are disgusting.
Are you jealous because your eyebrows don't exist?
Yeah.
Look at your little thin bullshit eyebrows. How they blend into your face.
It's beautiful.
You know what? I just don't think you... I think you should keep it like that so you don't accent your eyes. That's the problem. You don't want to show those things off.
My beautiful eyes?
Those little beady holes that you've got.
All right.
That looks like somebody...
Cancel yourself.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cancel myself?
Yeah, cancel yourself.
Because I said you have beady eyes?
Yeah.
That's not even a fucking ethnic slur.
You want
beady
to say,
eyes?
You want to say gook eyes?
Of course I do.
That's what you want to say.
But I can't say it.
Yeah, you can't say it.
Because the New York Times will say he called one of his good friends the
say
G
it.
Word.
Say it.
I can't. One,
two, three. What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say it.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
No.
Oh, what?
I thought you were going to say the G word.
No.
One, two, three.
Goo. I asked Rick Glassman if he wants to direct the bottoms of Turtle Island.
Okay, so I have a proposal for you, for real.
Yeah, does that hurt? Is Andreas going to direct it?
Well, let me give you something real.
Yeah.
Do you know who Steve Howie is?
I love Steve.
You know him?
Oh, I love him. I did a show with him, a pilot with him once.
Okay. He reached out to me because a friend of his has a script for Bottoms of Turtle Island, and they want to shoot it.
Wait. Based on our description of the show?
Yeah, like he put it together. Do you know what I mean?
Are you being real?
I am beyond serious. But yeah. They actually have a budget, and they actually are willing to shoot this in Hawaii with us.
About the bottom of Turtle Island?
I swear to God.
Really?
I swear to God.
Wow. So ridiculous.
They want to do it.
Really?
Yes.
Would Jules be...
Yes.
Yeah, you're in it.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You're the fucking...
It's you!
You're the lead!
It's you!
I don't know how to act!
You're doing it right now.
You're doing it right now.
You're acting like you want to be here sometimes.
Yeah.
We're doing it. I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's going to direct it?
That's up for us to decide, I think.
Let's think, though.
Do you like Andres?
I think Andres can do it.
But do you think he's good enough?
But let's do it. We have to do it.
Just for the sake of favor.
Because it can't be good.
No.
We want it to be bad.
All right, Andres, you're hired.
Thank you, guys.
No, but Andres, really, come in here.
Do you want to see him in here?
Yeah.
He's down there on camera.
All right, so Andres,
stay down
there. Stay there in the camera.
Okay.
All right? Let me ask you something, all right? Yep. What would you bring to the movie?
A lot
sell
of
us.
Enthusiasm.
We're taking a coffee meeting with you right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Sell us on the fact that you want to be the director of the film. Go ahead.
Look, guys.
Guys?
No.
Look. You start off with an insult?
Oh, shit.
Fuck you.
Look, guys. My movie, The Devil Below, is number 3 on Netflix right now.
Because who? I promoted it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this team works.
Oh, good twist. Good sell.
That's good.
So tell me, what can you bring to the film that other directors couldn't?
Well, I know you guys well. For example, I know that Bobby probably doesn't want to do too many takes.
Okay.
That's not true. First of all, listen.
That sounds valid.
No, at the end of the day, we would be directing it. He can be on the...
Well, you want him to DP it?
No, he'll be the director, but obviously we're going to like... You're shooting everything on medium? No, get a fucking wide.
So we're going to boss him around.
Yeah, we'll boss him around.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, how many directors can be bossed around in Hollywood? Huh?
That's true.
This is interesting.
This is interesting.
So are you willing to let us boss you around and push you around on set and also step on your shot list and also deny almost every request that you have?
Oh. Don't I do it every week?
Oh, Andreas, and this is what's going to happen.
This is actually really
good.
Let's
say we're doing a take in the movie, right?
Yeah.
Andreas, give me a note, an acting note, and this is what I'm going to respond with.
Well, let's finish the scene, and then he can tell us, all right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
We have to get down there immediately, or they're going to kill us.
Would you suck my dick again?
Fine.
All right.
Cut.
That was good, Bob. That was really good.
Thanks, man.
Honestly, man. Killing it today. What's up? What's
Bobby, up? Bobby, that was great, but... can you put a little more like emotion when you look at Andrew in the eyes? You know, like
yeah.
You feel
yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you give me a cup of coffee?
Yep. Coming up.
That's exactly what I'd say.
Yep. Coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fancy. Then, maybe you do have the job.
And then he comes back with the coffee. We've already done 9 more takes.
We already kept going.
Yeah, yeah, we
Let's
kept
go,
going.
Keep
Let's
rolling.
Go, keep yeah. rolling, right? Let's do this in a runner.
How many coffees do we send to him to go get? All
oh,
day.
Every time.
All
every,
day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who needs a background? Do you need coffees? Get right. him, make him get coffee for background?
Right.
But this is a real proposal. We have a proposal to actually shoot the bottom of the Turtle Island.
That's amazing.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, so...
it's a real thing.
How many
thing.
Characters are in it? That's the thing. No, let me ask...
It's just very isolated.
Yeah, let me ask you something. I forget... Because... how did we get on the island?
Well, you were working in your... You went home to eat ramen below the Chinese restaurant that you...
That's right, that's right.
And you go to sleep, and when you wake up, you're... under sand in the island. Remember?
that's right.
And so we wake up there and we don't reveal that mystery yet.
Right. Do you, is this a short or we're doing a full feature?
I think it's 125 minutes.
We could fill
the
125
script was 225 minutes. Pages. He said we'll shoot half of it.
Wow.
I do have a script. I'm going to send it to you for real.
Are you being real?
I swear to God. This is real.
This guy just, so he listened to Bad Friends.
Howie called me.
Steve Howie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the shit. And he said, hey, you know, he played a little catch up and he goes, I have a weird request. I have a friend who's a fan of the show. He has a script. They have a budget. They actually have money to shoot this in Hawaii. And if you guys want to do it, we can do it. So I called the guy.
100%.
I called the guy and yeah. I said, are you for real? He goes, yeah. I swear to God. And he sent me the materials. And he said, this week, will you talk to Bobby about it? And I said, well, we'll talk about it on the show.
Wow, this is going to become a reality. So what's the budget, though?
I think they all turn in their bar mitzvah money and then...
Right.
It's like $100.
Right. Let me ask you something. Could we?
We're gonna lose money on it, but it's gonna be fun as fuck.
Oh yeah, because we won't get paid.
No, paid. No.
No, there's no way.
No.
Yeah, you won't get paid. And then
you have to take a boat to get to Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. But for makeup and special effects, I already know the woman I want to use.
Okay, fine.
Jen Espinal.
Okay, it's locked. It's whatever we want. They want to work
Jen
with us.
Jen Espinal.
Okay.
She's won some awards. But she did. She was SNL. Now, I'm being real.
We can't afford someone that's won awards, yeah, dude.
No, but she's a friend.
We're working on a shoestring budget.
She did SNL for 20 years.
Oh, bro.
Back in the day.
She is not doing this.
And then she did Mad TV when I was on for like 15 years.
We can't ask her for a favor. She's real.
No, Jen Espinal will do it.
She will.
Yeah, and she's great at prosthetics and special effects.
Imagine her listening to this in her car being like, no! No!
Yeah, I'm making Jen Espinal do it.
Okay.
Because that's where the money will go.
I'm asking.
The money will go there.
Well, the money has to go to like editing and all that shit and cameras.
How do we get her to look like that?
She kind of looks like
that. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's not a lot.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we just have to grow out your fingernails and dye them yellow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is going to come to fruition.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Those that sleep will die first. That's what they say. You cannot sleep.
Yeah, this is amazing.
It's a great story. And the fans want it. The fans want it.
It's ridiculous.
I think it's going to happen. In between all the other stuff that you've got going on, we do need to make this happen for real.
I would not work again to make this happen.
Really?
100%.
Okay.
This right here,
yeah,
is going to ruin our career. It's dead.
Okay.
But I have to see it through.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things, like, if it dies, it dies.
But what would this really, truly, this could be one of those, like, this is,
yeah,
like,
but us sucking each other's, there's a lot of dick sucking in it.
Is that
in the script?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's 2021, dude. People are down for cool shit like that now.
I know, but isn't there, like, let me just say, when we're in the bottom,
mm-hmm.
isn't there a lot of guys in there? There's a lot of Fellini shit going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of men blowing each other.
Caligula.
Caligula. Yeah. Tons of Caligula.
Caligula.
But the cool thing about what's going on right now, societally, is that who's going to get mad at us for doing shit like that on film?
Let's try to make it great.
We're going to make it really good.
No, I'm being real.
So am I.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to make this movie.
Yeah, let's make it great.
Here, there's only one point of contention.
What?
The guy said, we love you guys, but we also know globally we want to sell tickets.
Okay, so, here's where the slam is. He's going to slam me, and it's going to hurt, but I have a slam back. So... Honestly,
yeah.
I'll only do it if Bill Burr plays your part.
Okay.
Okay.
And if Ken Jeong plays your part, then I'll do it.
All right. So no, we're not going
to
be in it.
Slams aside, we do have to do the whole thing in Chinese because they need to sell this to China. Okay, that's the slam?
No.
That's a you slam.
No, I'm just saying, do we have to talk like that?
We have to talk like that.
Or they can just get a guy to dub it.
They'll have a Chinese guy dub
it.
That'd
be funny.
But this does need to sell overseas.
Okay, no one's gonna. Let me ask you something.
Our audience is huge in China.
I know, but I'm
huge.
No, they're not.
Yes, we have a ton of Chinese fans.
When I was in fucking Hungary, I was testing it out.
Hungary is in China.
I know, but I tested it out. I went to, there's this place where there's a Ferris wheel and skateboarders and all these young kids hanging out.
That's where the Chinese are.
No, in Hungary, I got recognized for a month and a half twice.
Bobby,
from fucking bad friends.
Hungary.
Twice.
That's not our market. That's not our market.
Yeah.
Our market is Ireland, Philippines, China.
Yeah. Korea?
Not really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I'm being honest. It's mostly China.
All right.
Speaking of which, did you see John Cena speak in Chinese?
No.
What?
No.
Can you play this clip? Can you play John Cena? You don't know this?
No.
He called Taiwan. Fuck, I'm going to fuck it up. John Cena speaks. No, that's not it. John Cena apologizes in Chinese.
你好中国，这是焦西呢。我必须说，现在在苏迪语基情中，我做很多采访，很多很多很多。所以在一个采访，我有一个错误，所有人问我，如果我可以用中文，苏迪语基情中人给我很多资讯 information。
所以，很重要 means very important.
I
love and respect China and the Chinese people.
我很抱歉，sorry, 对不起，对不起。
He's very sorry. He said it five times.
你必须了解，我。
Again, he really doesn't respect the Chinese people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't
fuck
up Fast and the Furious.
Right. Wow. What he did was he called Taiwan. What did he say about Taiwan? Go
I
back.
I was just mesmerized that he...
could speak Chinese that well?
Yeah, it was
un-fucking real.
Startling to me. You know, I've done two sketches with him. Do you
with
ever
John?
See that? Do you ever see 24...
Here, John Cena apologized because we referred to Taiwan as a country.
Can I promote my own shit?
This whole show.
Yeah. If you go to YouTube, 24 with Bobby Lee and John Cena. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
That's it.
That's a good album. Okay.